It's the evening edition's top five at five. Caroline and Ezra, we're going to move on to our next story. And of course, in the past 6 years, and we've spoken about this on the program, efforts have been made to increase the number of women in decision-making roles, specifically in the corporate sector. And according to Bursa Malaysia Berhad, Malaysia is close to achieving its goal of 30% participation of women in senior management positions in listed companies.
Yeah, right. So their CEO, Datuk Sri Tajuddin Adnan, said, there are approximately 26% of women in senior management positions. This is including CEOs in local listed companies.
And we got in touch with Anne Abraham, the founder of Lead Women, which focuses on developing and advancing women into leadership positions across corporate and government sectors. This is her take on the 26% statistic announced by Bursa Malaysia.
This is the senior management, which can be anything from any of the C-level positions in organizations, any decision-making positions, head of function, GM type positions. So that is a bigger, broader statistic, and that is probably likely true. So if you're talking about boards of public listed companies, no, it's definitely not 26%. For the top 100 companies, Malaysia is at 16.1 as of end September 2016. And if you take the entire 900 plus companies on Bursa, we should be close to about 11.8. We have a lot of different dimensions to take into consideration to fill up board seats. But we feel that 30% is doable. I look at the rate of change for us and I look at the UK rate of change. We're almost the same in terms of the pace that we are at.
That was Anne Abraham, founder of Lead Women and the co-founder of the 30% Club. And of course, one of the assumptions that most people have when they hear of these gender initiatives is that it puts into question the promotion of legitimate and qualified candidates. This is Anne's response to this issue of meritocracy.
You know, I get very upset when meritocracy comes into question because it's never a question when male candidates are put forward. So why is it that people's perception is that we're going to put any woman up there for a decision-making position or at the board level? Obviously, there are some entry criteria. And the entry criteria is the person or the woman has to be eligible based on merit and performance and capability and experience. And that is a given. So I don't think there's a question at all for us to be focused on, because it is not a quota. It is a target so that we can measure whether we are getting there or not. There is no pressure, there are no punitive measures on these organizations that don't hit the 30%. And the reason we set the 30% target, because it has been a research number to show that a minority gets a voice at the table when there's at least 30% representation. So that was how this number 30% became a sort of a global number that was being used by all countries. So how do we know whether we are there or not unless we set that target at 30% and we start to track and monitor and find reasons why it is not happening? So we found that initially they didn't know where these women were. The supply was an issue. And then later the demand became an issue. And that's when we decided it cannot be a women's issue. It's got to be a business issue. And now we are continuously lobbying at the businesses to let them see the value and the need for them to bring the right talent and focus on diversity at the board. And diversity, like we always say, gender is just one dimension of diversity, right? We're talking about culture, we're talking about race, we're talking about age and everything else.
That was Anne Abraham, the CEO of Lead Women, and she makes some great points. I mean, talking about that gender is just one aspect of diversity and that, you know, quite importantly, this 30% number, it's a target, less so a quota.
For sure. So getting the perspective of someone who is, I suppose, part of this 30% bracket, we have on the line Yi Hui Sin, the Chief Operating Officer at an advertising firm, TBWA Group Malaysia. She was recently promoted to her new role after having been general manager for 2 years. She's actually the group management team's youngest member. So Hui Sin, in a workforce that's usually male-dominated, can you tell us what you've observed being in a level playing field now? I mean, do you think that gender discrimination is still prevalent?
It is still tough. It feels every day that you have to be on point, can't let your guard down, and you always have to, you know, keep a firm but yet an open mind. But sometimes I feel it's us women who are actually holding us back, not so much the men. I mean, it feels like it's been a gentleman's club that I've been trying to get through, and it's really tough, but most of the times it's really, I feel it's the woman or even ourselves. I think it's the competitive spirit within each of us that wants to lead. And therefore, in that spirit to, you know, whether it's to survive, to drive, or to take the lead, we end up not seeking or sharing that whole community that we actually can have, we're stronger together rather than alone. It's tough, lah, and it's still, you know, especially here, culture, power index, so well respected, it's definitely an ongoing battle. But I think we're at this point where we don't look at gender or we create that divide. It's more of what we can bring to the table every day, what change or what impact we can do. And fundamentally, it's just making sure we say what we mean and do what we say.
Well, thanks to Yi Hui Sin for sharing her thoughts. She's the Chief Operating Officer at advertising firm TBWA Group Malaysia.
Yep, and she certainly makes a point there in that, you know, you're stronger together rather than alone. And when you talk about impact, just looking at some figures in from TalentCorp now, they looked at the financial year 2015 annual returns of the top 100 PLCs report. And it is industry specific when it comes to having women at the top. So the three sectors that have succeeded in exceeding the 30% mark, we're talking about consumer products, property, as well as financial services.
Folks, we've got more stories coming up on the Evening Edition's Top 5 at 5, the 5:30 news is coming up right after this on BFM 89.9.